welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going to be covering the big news that the FA Alliance and League committees have recommended that the non-league restructure that's been rumbling on in the background for the last couple of years or so will now take place. That's the recommendation anyway. And if approved, it will see a big restructure from steps 4 through to 7. And for more on this, we should be joined now down the other end of the phone by the welcome return of Chairman of the Northern Premier League. It's a welcome back to Mr. Mark Harris. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, where do you want to start with this interview? Should we start off with what's been proposed here by the FA Alliance and League committees?
Yeah, by all means, Ben. The starting point for this is that none of this should come as any great surprise, because the kind of tip of the iceberg, if you like, that the extra division at step 4 was announced 2 years ago, and as it was at the same time, that the Northern Premier League would administer that. But the step 4 new division is only one part of a restructure that's actually going to benefit 110 clubs. So what it will see will be the additional division at step 4. It will also see additional division at step 5 and a reduction at step 6, which what that will give us is a pyramid that has one division at step 1, two divisions at step 2, four divisions at step 3, eight divisions at step 4, and 16 divisions at step 5. So it's not a perfect pyramid, but it's more of a pure pyramid. So you have 110 clubs that are going to benefit as a result of this.
And with regards to the number of clubs involved here, I mean, it's such a logistical challenge, all this, I'm going to suggest, especially given the fact that there's no perfect mathematical equation for working out how teams get promoted. So the question does have to be asked. I mean, why now?
It's a very fair question. Inevitably, you have to go back 12 months. And you go back 12 months when the decision was taken, rightly in my view, and we know this decision was challenged but was unsuccessful, but the decision was taken to null and void the 2019-20 season when we had something like 64-65% of games only played. I think it's fair to say if we go back to the point at which that decision was made, which I do believe was the right decision, nobody foresaw that we would have a second year of stagnation. It's very easy to sit behind a keyboard and say, oh, yeah, you should have predicted the second wave, the third wave, the Brazilian variant and all the rest of it. And that is fair comment. What isn't fair comment is to try and say that you can second guess what government is going to do in response to it. So when you take that on board, no one could have foreseen that we would have 2 years of stagnation. As I said at the start, this restructure is not just about step 4. This is also about unlocking unjamming, if you like, a huge logjam for clubs at step 7 who are trying to get into step 6. But because of the shortage of opportunities to move up the pyramid, there's been a big logjam there. So this restructure is partly about ungumming that. So when you put all of those things together, and this, what I'm about to say, in no way underplays the degree of tragedy, the human tragedy, and the people who have lost their lives, and all the people in families who have been touched by the COVID-19 crisis. But the reality is that unparalleled times give rise to unparalleled responses, because you have an opportunity. You had an opportunity to be able to implement this restructure and for some good to come out of this awful last 12 months. So there was an opportunity to actually take some positive action that drew clubs up, that enabled us to put the pure pyramid in place and implement a number of the things that were announced 2 years ago. Now, of course, the biggest challenge with this is, as you've alluded to, how do you find a model to do this? And the real question that we know that is on people's lips is, okay, you've come up with this aggregated sporting data solution now. Why couldn't you have done that 12 months ago? And the answer is very, very simple. For the aggregated data solution to work, you do need 2 seasons worth of data. But for that to be fair, your league constitutions, i.e. the clubs that sit in a league, have to be unchanged. Otherwise, give you a great example. A team wins its league at step five by an absolute canter, comes up, and that they've then got an unfair advantage in terms of points per game. So to make a solution like this work, you do need 2 years' worth of data. We couldn't have done that 12 months ago for two reasons. Number one, the constitutions in 18-19 season were different to those in 19-20, and we could not have relied on one set of results from last year because there was an insufficient number of games that had been played. Now, could we have used that solution last year? I don't believe we could. Should we have used that solution? That's a moot point. The reality is that the decisions were made 12 months ago, and I'm not in any way saying that they were the wrong decisions because, as we all know, there was a challenge that was unsuccessful. But we now have the benefit of another 12 months' experience. And the other point I'd make is that some people always assume that precedent is the biggest driver of any football decision. It isn't. Not anymore. The FA are extremely clear with leagues and competitions that whilst precedent plays a part, it is not the overriding factor. So what the Alliance and Leagues Committees have put in place this time is what they believe to be the right solutions for where we are now.
You mentioned there the 18-19 season and the constitutional element of that particular year. I mean, why can't we use those two seasons back to back? Because you've got a lot more data there than the 2021 season, that's for sure.
Because all the clubs weren't in the same divisions.
But they've still got a win ratio, haven't they? And that kind of thing.
So, again, don't believe that to be a fair comparison. And anyway, we're talking about something that happened 12 months ago. So, and I know it is highly tempting to go back, and there will be supporters of clubs that feel that they should in some way have been promoted. But we can't turn the clock back. The decision that was made 12 months ago was the right decision for that time, and the decision that's been made this time is the right decision for this time. The decisions that have been made here and the restructure has also gone through the FA's legal department. And whilst on a personal level, I think it is quite dangerous when you start making footballing decisions based around the decision that's going to be least likely to get you sued, it is a reality of the world in which we live that you do have to engage with your legal advisers, and particularly because this decision has been made by the FA's Alliance and Leagues Committee, inevitably, it has only been made following consultation with the FA's legal department.
And obviously we're talking about changes here to step four, step five, step six and step seven. You mentioned that it should be no surprise to anyone because this restructure has been rumbling on in the background for a while now, hasn't it? But I've got a vague memory that wasn't there supposed to be a restructure at step two as well without getting you into any deep water or anything like that? Have I made that up?
Not at all. So you're entirely correct. There was to be not a restructure, but at step two, i.e. National League North and South, to achieve what we all wanted to achieve and to avoid having to repeat the dreaded super playoffs, the National League needed to be able to relegate four from each of their divisions. They were not willing to do that based on 22 clubs. So the long-term plan, or even the medium-term plan, should I say, is for the National League to go up to 24 clubs, to enable them to relegate four clubs from 24. Now, that is a matter for the National League Board. The timing of that is clearly something that is on our radar very much right now. It's not for me to say whether the National League will do that this season or the following season. All I would say is by putting the restructure in place at steps four downwards, that will give, I think, and strengthen the case for the National League Board to agree to implement that which has previously agreed to implement the going up to their 24 clubs. That's the background to that.
Okay, and when are you expecting some?
Well, it isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen next season. And one of the points that is getting a little bit missed in some of the discussion that's going on relative to the restructure, let's be quite clear. The National League's decision to null and void step two added to the decision to curtail the seasons at step three to six means there could not be any relegation. So, great. Well, you could mount an argument that says that you send up clubs into those leagues to fill vacancies. But that doesn't work unless you're getting clubs back. And no league wants to run teams short. So as soon as you got a null and void position, clearly you can't relegate clubs and you can't actually promote clubs. But what that does also highlight, and a really important part of this restructure, is this restructure is about populating the new division. That's what it's about. It's not about filling vacancies. The Northern Premier League has a vacancy, the Droylsden vacancy. We did speak to Droylsden a couple of months back to see whether there was any prospect of them rejoining the National League system. They didn't want to do that at this moment in time, which is entirely their want. But what we're not doing is filling that vacancy. And in the same way as the Southern League are not filling their Blackfield and Langley vacancy this season. This part of the restructure is about populating that new division in the mechanics that have been laid out. Namely, three clubs will come up from each of the Northwest counties, the Northern League and the Northern Counties East. One club will come up from the remaining Step 5 leagues, and there'll obviously then need to be some lateral movement, which will see our boundaries go that little bit further south until you've got the 20 clubs populating that new Northern Premier League division at Step 4.
And you know what I'm going to ask you next, Mark. I could tell already. What do you feel the boundaries are going to be for this? How's it going to split for Step 4? Have you not,
Absolutely impossible to say, Ben. And let me tell you for why. And again, we all keep a close eye on what clubs are saying. And there's an awful lot of clubs out there already assuming that because they've got the best aggregated sporting data record over 2 years, then that means automatic promotion. It doesn't. That is one element of an application process. That's another reason to bring it in, because it actually brings the impartial element. That's the one thing that isn't open to interpretation. So the clubs that are eligible have to apply. The FA is yet to confirm the criteria, but I think it's fair to say that they will probably be in and around licensing. Any club that comes up from Step 5 to join our Division 1s has to achieve a license, which covers off things like ground grading, have they got security of tenure, provide certain financial information. So there's a raft of good things in and around licensing. So they've got to achieve that. That's for the FA to confirm what those criteria are.
And what's the turnaround going to be for that as well? Because there'll be
It's going to have to be pretty sharpish. And let me explain for why. So the FA Council meets next. It's an extraordinary meeting call, partly to discuss this. It meets next week, where the proposals will either be signed off or not. And if they're not signed off, then it's as you were. If they are signed off, and I personally hope that they are, then that will then trigger very quickly application process out to clubs. And that's a really important point, because this isn't mandatory. So if a club wants to decline promotion, and it'll be fascinating to see whether any do, then they don't have to. Well, what will happen in the three principal contributory leagues, i.e. Northwest Counties, Northern Counties East, and the Northern League, where we are taking three clubs from each of those, they will go down to fifth place. So if any two of those three elect not to take up their opportunity, then it'll go down to fifth place. In the leagues where one club is going to be sucked up, as it were, they will go down to third place if necessary. But if clubs don't want to come up, then we may need to rejig the numbers to make it work. So the process for that, I think, will happen relatively quickly. There's nothing more certain in this world than, particularly when it comes to boundaries, one of the most contentious issues. There is a body of thought that says that the people who make the decision sit in a little room and try and work out whose life they can screw up but the best. And that's not the case. The process is the same every year. You look at the clubs that are coming up. You don't just look at the geography. You look at the travelling distances and the travelling times. So it does involve a fairly sort of forensic look at motorway traffic and road networks, but you never get it perfect. What you try and do is come up with a solution that works for the majority, but there's always going to be somebody unhappy. In terms of the timing, to answer the original question directly, of the three league AGMs, the Isthmian Leagues is first. That's on the 14th of June. both the Southern League and ourselves follow on the 26th of June. The allocations will have to have been made with time allowed, because every club has the right to appeal against the decision to laterally move them. So you need to build in some appeals process then. But we have a great will to make it happen, and it will happen.
Well, there we go. One of the key elements was about the Northern League, wasn't it? And making it more easier for various teams to come into the pyramid. We've seen that more and more in recent years as well. And are you expecting this to make non-league football flourish in Northern England and make it a lot more fluid with regards to teams playing each other, competitions and that kind of thing?
Well, I think what it's going to do, and I think two of the main drivers behind even starting this conversation was to reduce travelling times in the north and to give more local derby opportunities. There's a balance to be struck there, Ben, because clearly, I mean, as the Scotland example showed, football fans don't want to be playing the same teams eight times a season. So there is a balance between familiarity breeding contempt and having sufficient variety. So what this will do, it will address the fact we've been underpopulated in the northeast of England for a number of reasons for many years, and it will certainly support us in that area. And I think it will offset the growing creep of our borders south. That's not to say that we're not going to wind up going fairly south on this, but it will give us, I think, a much better spread, and it will enable us then to review the current boundaries that are there. We'll look at it and say there's no preconceived ideas about what we'll do. We'll see where the clubs are, and we will allocate accordingly.
I miss King's Lynn away. I do miss that back in the olden days. But yeah, Mark.
Well, Ben, you can always go to Wisbeach. I'm sure the great guys at Wisbeach, and they'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Get me a pint. I'm there. But Mark Harris, chairman of the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us and walking us through those changes. And when we've got more news, we'll get you back on the show, no problem at all.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ben.
Chairman of the Northern Premier League, Mark Harris, there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.